transcribed.
Your Chevrolet dealer, whose Motoramic Chevrolet for 1955 is stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars, brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinah Shore Show. And here she is, Miss Dinah Shore.
If I ever needed you, you now, I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how. If I ever needed you, I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now.
Thank you. How do you do? And greetings from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. We have a surprise for you this evening, a real exciting surprise. In fact, we opened our show tonight with a tune, I Need You Now, as a sort of a musical red carpet for our very special guest star, since he was the first to record it, and his recording made it the great big hit that it is. See? Aren't you glad you came? Because here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of RCA Victor, America's number one recording star, Mr. Eddie Fisher. Gee, it's good to see you again.
Thank you, Dinah. I'm glad to be here. Only this time, I should be saying welcome to you.
Now, why's that, Eddie?
Well, the last time we were together was out in Hollywood, your territory. But now you're playing in my home ground.
Hey, you know that's right. You don't mind if I use a little bit of it, do you? Kind of take turns, huh?
Yeah, you're a good kid, Dinah. You can play in my backyard anytime you want to.
Thank you, Eddie. You can sing on my program anytime you want. Like, right now, for instance?
Already?
Sure. We're taking turns, aren't we? And I just sang one.
Okay, Dinah, what would you like to hear?
All of them. Anything. Everything. But I promised myself I'd get you to do your current big hit that you recorded for our mutual friends over at Victor, Eddie.
And you never break a promise.
Oh, you're so right. So here's Irving Berlin's lovely Count Your Blessings, as only Eddie Fisher can sing it.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly hairs. And one by one, I count them as they slumber in their beds. You're worried and you can't sleep. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your
beautiful, Eddie. Just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Dinah.
I just love listening to you sing. Just like when it comes to talking, here's my favorite listen to her, Art Baker. Give us some of your thoughts, will you, Art?
Well, Dinah, you know one group of people who travel all the time are the drivers of those big cross-country trucks. And I'd like everyone to listen to the thoughts of one man who used to do just that.
Yeah, kind of nice just sitting here listening to the trucks roll in and out. Still seems odd, though, dispatching them instead of driving them. All new Chevrolets now. Sure have made a difference. Yeah, not like my day behind the wheel. I wonder if the boys know how lucky they are. Smooth, easy shifting, easy steering and stopping. Steady going up the grades. Comfortable, too. No back rubbing in them Comfort Master cabs. And a long time between gas stops. That's the part the company likes. Hey, dispatcher.
Hi, Dan. That high-priority shipment get in from Chicago?
I sure did, Jim. 2 hours ago. All right, ahead of schedule.
Good enough, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Make me the most successful dispatcher in these parts, them 1955 Chevrolet trucks. Trustworthy, that's what they are. Most trustworthy trucks on any job.
For those of you who came in late, the fellow I'm about to talk with is none other than my very good friend and very special guest, Eddie Fisher.
Wow, and say, Dinah, may I ask you a kind of a personal question?
Oh, sure, Eddie.
Well, I know how rugged it is doing 2 radio shows and 2 TV shows a week plus singing at the Waldorf every night, but you manage it all so well, and you look so wonderful. What are you, twins?
Oh, sometimes I wish I were, Eddie. Then at least one of us would be getting in some fine winter sports such as you have around here. Do you know I haven't even thrown a snowball since I've been east?
It's great exercise, all right.
What, throwing snowballs?
No, getting away afterwards. Actually, Dinah, what I meant was winter sports in general. You know, skating, skiing, tobogganing.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful sports, aren't they? You like to ski, don't you, Eddie?
Well, I tried it once, and by the time I learned to stand up, I couldn't sit down.
Keeps you on your toes, all right, especially when you do things like those jump turns.
Oh, you mean where both skis leave the snow and come down in a new direction?
Uh-huh. Can you do that?
Can I? My skis always come down in several new directions.
Hey, that's remarkable.
Ice skating is my favorite winter sport, Dinah.
Oh, mine too. Skating is real fun once you get over the learning part.
Yeah, and I'm surprised I ever got over it. You see, I learned on an old, beat-up, dull pair of clamp-on skates.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, dull skates are miserable, Eddie. You must at least have had the blades sharpened.
No, in those days, my ankles were so weak, I didn't bother with the blades. I had the clamp sharpened.
Hey, that's funny.
Is it really?
Sure.
Well, why?
I don't know. I didn't understand it either.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we could go to Rockefeller Plaza and ice skate sometime.
Oh, gee, I'd love that. I don't think there's any movement more graceful than skaters waltzing.
Well, I don't know about waltzing, Dinah. My movement on skates is more the mambo, uh-huh. You know, full of But we'll take in some winter sports before you leave town.
Wonderful, Eddie. It'll be fun even if we don't break any records.
And if we do, they'll probably turn out to be RCA Victor.
You're so right. Which brings us back to music. Eddie, what would you say to a little vocal harmonizing with me about now?
I love that all the time, Don. I thought for a minute you weren't going to ask me.
You sound so eager. I just love that. You haven't been practicing, have you?
Not me.
Good, neither have I. We'll start even.
Well, let's end that way, too.
Ready?
Sure am, ma'am.
Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who.
Big and strong and bold and gay, he's not very far away. I would marry him today, but who he is, I will not say.
I love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who.
I get feeling warm and gay when she sends her smile my way. I would marry you today, but who she is, I will not say.
I love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who.
It's always a double pleasure duetting with you.
And it's always wonderful being with you, Dinah. Let's do it again real soon.
Let's do. Good night, Eddie.
Good night, Dinah. Good night, everybody.
Eddie Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. Gee, here it is, almost closing ditty time again. But first, Art Baker has a reminder for us. Art?
Right, Dinah. I'd like to invite all to see and drive the Motoramic Chevrolet for 55 at your Chevrolet dealers tomorrow. To discover for yourself this new concept in low-cost motoring that's stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars. Dinah will be back on this station Wednesday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too, presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your paper for time and station. And now, Dinah, before you go into your closing ditty, I'd like to congratulate you for having been named the best popular girl vocalist in radio and in television in Motion Picture Daily's annual poll.
Gee, thanks, Art. I'm sincerely grateful to the newspaper and magazine, radio and TV editors for this very great honor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, see the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to talk. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Night, everybody. See you Wednesday.
From Hollywood, you've just heard the Dinah Shore Show, produced, directed, and transcribed by Dick Mack, written by Bob Mitchell, with music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall.
Well, you've heard Dinah Shore. Now plan to hear Frank Sinatra with your favorite hit tunes tonight on the NBC Radio Network.